Welcome to Zichur Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today I'm with Zichur Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated session. In fact, all the Dafim through Yontif are going to be abbreviated because I want to get them to before Yontif begins, and I'll cut down production time. At the same time, it'll make it easier for you. There'll be shorter sessions to listen to if you want to listen to them before Yontif. So here we go, Daf Lamed Gimel. So the three points we're going to focus on. Much of the Daf enumerates the consequences that come from a variety of transgressions. Our Braisa teaches that for the sins of delaying handing down a judgment, intentionally perverting judgment, or being careless in judgment in Bittul Torah, the sword and plundering shall increase, pestilence, devor, and famine shall come, people will eat and not be satisfied, and food will be in such short supply that people will eat their bread by weight. Point number two, the Bryson continues that for the sin of nivol peh, obscene language, calamities increase and harsh decrees originate against the Jews, young men die, orphans and widows cry out, and they're not answered. Rabbi Barshila said in the name of Chizda, anyone who perverts his speech with nivol peh, gehenim is deepened for him. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Af shomei v'shosek, even one who listens to nivol peh and is silent gets such a punishment." And point number three, the Gemara recounts the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the son of Rabbi Elazar, who hid in a cave for 12 years to escape the capture of the Romans. When Eliyahu Navi came and informed them that the Caesar had died and the decree had been annulled, they left the cave and saw people plowing and sowing. They became incensed and declared, "Manichin chayo olam ba'oskin b'chaye shah." These people are forsaking the pursuit of Olam Haba, and they're occupying themselves with the pursuit of Olam Hazeh. Everything that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar gazed at was immediately incinerated. A baskel, a heavenly voice, then told them to return to their cave. So a year later, they emerged once again. This time, whatever Rabbi Elazar would destroy through his gaze, Rabbi Shimon would heal and restore. One Erev Shabbos, he saw men running holding two bundles of hadassim. When they asked him what the two bundles were for, he explained they were for Kavod Shabbos, one representing Zachor and the other representing Shamor. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, "Chazeh kameh chavivin mitzvahs al Yisrael." Look how cherished the mitzvahs are to Yisrael, and they were both appeased. So once again, let's review. So much of the Daf enumerates the consequences that come from a variety of transgressions. Our Braisa teaches that for the sins of delaying handing down a judgment, intentionally perverting a judgment, being careless in judgment, and Bittul Torah, the sword and plundering shall increase, pestilence, devor, and famine shall come, people will eat and not be satisfied, and food will be in such short supply that people will eat their bread by weight. Second point, the Braisa continues that for the sin of nivol peh, obscene language, calamities increase and harsh decrees originate against the Jews. Young men die, orphans and widows cry out, and they're not answered. Rabbi Barshila said in the name of Chizda, "Kol menabel es piv mamikin lo gehenim." Anyone who perverts his speech with nivol peh, gehenim is deepened for him. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Af shomei v'shosek, even one who listens to nivol peh and is silent gets such punishment." And point number three, the Gemara recounts the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the son of Rabbi Elazar, who hid in the cave for 12 years to escape the capture of the Romans. When Eliyahu Navi came and informed them that the Caesar had died and the decree had been annulled, they left the cave and saw people plowing and sowing. So they became incensed and declared, "Manichin chayo olam ba'oskin b'chaye shah." These people have forsaken the pursuit of Olam Haba and are occupying themselves with the pursuit of Olam Hazeh. So everything they gazed at was immediately incinerated. A baskel, a heavenly voice, then told them to return to their cave. So a year later, they emerged once again. This time, wherever Rabbi Elazar would destroy through his gaze, Rabbi Shimon would heal and restore. One Erev Shabbos, they saw a man running, holding two bundles of hadassim. When they asked him what the two bundles were for, he explained they were for Kavod Shabbos, one representing Zachor and the other representing Shamor. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, "Chazeh kameh chavivim mitzvahs al Yisrael." Look how cherished the mitzvahs are to Yisrael, and they were both appeased. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Lamed Gimel is a pirate with a peg leg. Peg leg, Lamed Gimel, so here goes. The pirate with a peg leg, famous for plundering those with bad judgment, mandated no more nivol peh on his boat after seeing two holy Jews emerge off in the distance out of a cave. Once again in slow motion. The pirate with a peg leg, that means we're on Daf Lamed Gimel. The pirate with a peg leg, famous for plundering those with bad judgment, which reminds us much of the Daf enumerates the consequences that come from a variety of transgressions. Our Braisa teaches that for the sins of delaying handing down a judgment, intentionally perverting judgment, being careless in judgment, and Bittul Torah, the sword and plundering shall increase, pestilence and famine shall come, people will eat and not be satisfied, and food will be in such short supply that people will eat their bread by weight. So the pirate with a peg leg, famous for plundering those with bad judgment, mandated no more nivol peh on his boat, which reminds us, the Braisa continues, that for the sin of nivol peh, obscene language, calamities increase and harsh decrees originate against the Jews. Young men die, orphans and widows cry out, and they're not answered. And Rabbi Barshila said in the name of Chizda, "Kol menabel es piv mamikin lo gehenim." Anyone who perverts his speech with nivol peh, gehenim is deepened for him. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Av Shomei V'Shosek, even one who listens to Nivol Peh and is silent gets such punishment. So the pirate with a peg leg, famous for plundering those with bad judgment, mandated no more Nivol Peh on his boat after seeing two holy Jews emerge off in the distance out of a cave. Which reminds the Gemara recounts the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar, who hid in a cave for 12 years to escape the capture of the Romans. When Eliyahu and Navi came and informed them that the Caesar had died and the decree had been annulled, they left the cave and saw people plowing and sowing. So they became incensed and declared, Manichin chayo olam, va'oskin b'chaye shah. These people are forsaking the pursuit of Olam Haba and occupying themselves with the pursuit of Olam Hazeh. Everything they gazed at was immediately incinerated. A Baskel, a heavenly voice, then told them to return to their cave. A year later, they emerged once again. This time, whatever Rabbi Elazar would destroy through his gaze, Rabbi Shimon would heal and restore. So one Erev Shabbos, they saw a man running, holding two bundles of Hadassim. When they asked him what the two bundles were for, he explained they were for Kavod Shabbos, one representing Zachor and the other representing Shamor. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Chazik kama chavivin mitzvahs al Yisrael. Look how cherished the mitzvahs are to Yisrael, and they were both appeased. So once again, the pirate with a peg leg, famous for plundering those with bad judgment, mandated no more Nivol Peh on his boat after seeing two holy Jews emerge off in the distance out of a cave. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.